licenses and or rights. Advanced People Ops, One-on-One Retrospectives, Marcus Blankenship. Carmen's heart sunk as she looked at her calendar. Back-to-back one-on-one meetings filled her day, overflowing into the next. Ugh, maybe I could call in sick or make up an excuse to work from home. My boss wouldn't care. My team would be thrilled to skip them. It's not too late. You can call in sick, she thought as she stood in the Starbucks line. But then, what kind of boss would you be? It sucks, and everyone hates it, but you have to do it. Sheesh, what are you going to talk about? I guess I'll just ask people what they're working on this week, and hopefully I can get each one done in 5 minutes. Oh, or maybe we could do them in small groups. That would take so much less time. I'd better order an extra large coffee with quad shots. I'm going to need it. Apply what you already know. I'm going to share a head-smackingly simple lesson that has served me well. Ready? Make every fourth one-on-one meeting a retrospective to discuss improvements to your one-on-ones. This is similar to a sprint retrospective, and you can use the same format. The point of a sprint retrospective is for the team to improve. The point of this retrospective is to improve your one-on-ones, making them more valuable for both of you. That's it. Go do it. But if you need a nudge, here are 5 steps to help you start. Number 1, let each team member know that the next one-on-one meeting will be used to discuss your one-on-one meetings. Number 2, ask them to write down what's working for them, what's not working, and ideas for change. You will do the same. Number 3, during the meeting, discuss what you both wrote, just like in a normal retrospective. Number 4, brainstorm a list together of possible actions that will improve the meetings. Number 5, choose a few actions, again, together, to try for the next 3 meetings, and then discuss them in your next one-on-one retrospective. Simply start talking about your one-on-ones with the other person and discuss how they could be better. What if you're not the boss? What can you do to improve a one-on-one that is inflicted on you? Here are some simple, but maybe not easy, ways to broach the subject with your boss. Forward this article to your boss with a note that you'd like to try one-on-one retrospectives. In your next one-on-one meeting, ask if you can take a few minutes to discuss how the meeting can be improved. Brainstorm a retro-style, glad, sad, mad list about the meeting and bring it to the next meeting. Ask your boss what the real goal of the meeting is and whether they feel this format is working. Let your boss know that the current meeting format frustrates you and that you'd like to discuss changing it. Tell your boss the way you feel about your one-on-one meetings and then ask how they feel about them. Talk about what's really happening. Stop pretending that your one-on-ones are great or that they can't be changed or that you're benefiting from them as much as you could be. Best case, the meetings will improve. Your boss will appreciate your initiative and you'll do better work. Worst case, your boss says, "No, things are fine as is. How dare you suggest they could be improved? Just give me your status update." If the worst case happens, you have bigger problems than crummy one-on-one meetings. What kinds of things can be changed about a one-on-one meeting? It's easy to fall into a rut with your one-on-one meetings, like an old married couple can fall into a pattern about how they spend Friday nights. Here are 10 things about your one-on-ones that you could change but might not have considered. There are surely many more, but this should get your creative juices flowing. How often you meet. It doesn't have to be the same frequency with each person. What time you meet. It doesn't have to always be at the same time. Who runs the meeting? How could you take turns running the meeting? Where you meet. Consider a walking meeting or a breakfast meeting. What preparation both of you do for the meeting? Try more or less prep. The agenda for the meeting.